We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason with us now. Jason, did you see the Curry news just came down? Four-year extension?
No, I was on the phone, and then Keith called me, so I did not see it.
4 years, 215, so he's going to make 261. First NBA player ever to sign two $200 million contracts.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Shoot basketball. Woo. Good
cash
for him.
Money.
I'm all about capitalism. Make as much as you can.
There you go. Well, he will. Meanwhile, Nick Chubb made 36.6. I mean, you got like NBA also rans signing bigger contracts than Nick Chubb, Jason. How about that?
I think part of that, yes, you're right, absolutely. Yeah. But I think part of that is, 53-man roster versus a 15-man roster, obviously.
Sure.
It's funny when you try and compare the sports, because I had this conversation, I did a story on it actually a couple years ago, on the MLB and the salary cap in MLB and other sports that don't have it. And, like, basketball players are upset that there's a cap and they want no cap. And everybody wants to be in a different sport, except everybody agrees the NFL gets screwed. Non-guaranteed contracts, and they don't make as much as the other guys. Everybody agrees the NFL gets screwed, and all the other guys want to be in all the other sports.
Except for the quarterbacks.
Right.
Except for the quarterbacks, that's right, yeah. The top 1% make the money, and it don't trickle down to everybody else.
Chubb got paid, and we're now just waiting on Baker Mayfield and some other guys. You think that Baker will get offered a contract here before the season begins, or no?
I was in the camp of he's got to prove it, but now I'm starting to wonder if they're going to get something done. I'm glad that the Chubb one got done first. I was skeptical that they would pay a running back, and it turns out he was happy to undersell himself to the point where that's a fantastic deal for the Browns. Oh, yeah. I am kind of now believing that maybe that they will get something done with him before camp. And I'm still kind of in the make and prove it type mold of he's 3 years in and we've got a year and a half of really good quarterback play and a year and a half of not so good. And how do you know which one you're signing long term? I'd still make him do it one more time, I think, and I'd sign him next year.
I'd rather wait till next year as well. I think Baker's happy to wait another year because he's going to get paid more next year if he has a great season.
I think you're right.
Right?
I think he's happy to bet on himself.
Yeah.
I think he'd take it if you put it in front of him this year. I think he takes it. But I think he's happy to bet on himself and say, if you don't want to give it to me now, I'm going to make you pay me more later. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm totally fine. I'm happy to pay him a little bit more later.
Yeah.
If he goes out and plays well this year and earns it and proves it, it's warranted, then it's worth it. I just think when you have 3 years of proof and one and a half is good and one and a half is not so good, I'm not sure that's enough of a sample size to make that type of investment in.
The guy I'd be looking to lock up right now, Jason, is Wyatt Teller, right? Because he's a free agent at the end of the year. He really exploded last year. He's a guard, so you're not going to make crazy money, I wouldn't think, especially with one great year. You know, but Antonio's getting a little old. Treader's getting a little old. You're going to move on from at least one, if not both of those guys, probably in the next couple of years, I would think. So I would lock in with Wyatt Teller now. What say you on that?
Yeah, I actually agree with you on that. And I was going to say, if you're locking up Teller, you're probably moving on from exactly what you said. You're moving on from Treader or Batonio maybe as early as next year. But, you know, I think that's why they're trying to build out the depth along the line they have and drafted Nick Harris a couple years ago, kind of planning for that. But I love Teller. He's a mauler. I think he's a better run blocker than he is a pass blocker. I know there's people with the Browns that sort of agree with that. But, you know, when you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you want mauling guards, and certainly Teller's a guy that fits that.
We're talking with Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. Jason, let's switch gears from the Browns to the Indians. It's been a weird week here, right? Terry Francona stepping down. Let's start with that. I think he's managed his last game in the big leagues. Agree or disagree?
I hope that's not true, but he's got such a long road to come back. I know it was something that was on the table last year. You know, I think he had family last year telling him, like, why do you keep doing this? Just retire, spend time with your grandkids and all that. And I think Terry wanted to come back, and now to run into the health issues that he has again. You know, I think a lot of it, I don't think he knows the answer to that. You know, I think he wants to see how he comes out of the hip replacement, how he comes through rehab and comes through some of the other procedures he's got to get done. And that's probably a decision maybe that he would make maybe around Christmas time. And that's not source reporting. That's just me guessing, yeah, looking at timelines, recovery timelines, and everything else. You know, if I'm in his position, you want to get through the surgery, see how you're feeling, talk to your doctors, and then see. But I think there's an excellent chance that Terry's managed his last game with Cleveland. And it's a shame if that's the case, only because he was so close to becoming the all-time winningest manager.
Right.
And if he doesn't come back, he doesn't get credit for the rest of the season. And that's unfortunate for all that he has represented to this team. You know, going back, he's talked about it at length about playing here, his dad playing here, growing up here, and then coming back and playing for the organization, coming back again as a special advisor, coming back again as a manager. His Cleveland roots run so deep. It's a record that I think we all just sort of assumed he was going to get. You know, I know, you know, Zach Meisel was working on a piece about Terry becoming the franchise's all-time winningest manager. And we just all assumed it was going to happen. We thought it was a great thing. And now to have it cut short here, you know, 5 yards before the finish line, that really sucks.
Yeah. Jason, how much does this hurt this current team not having Tito around?
I don't think it hurts the current team because the current team is sort of in purgatory right now. You know, at this point, you're just finishing out the season. You're just getting looks at young guys. You're trying to figure out who can play, who can't play. You know, Terry is best when he's managing a team to win, I guess is the best way to put it. When he's managing a pitching staff to win, when he's managing a bullpen to win. And right now you're in the player evaluation phase for these next couple of months. The big blow is if he does not come back, where do you go? Who are you going to find? Like, this isn't New York and Boston. This is not for all of the, for as magnificent of a job as the front office has done, and we've talked about that at length for hours and hours and hours, the unbelievable job, incredible job that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff do. If you're a manager, this is not a dream job. You know, we've said all along, it's amazing that Francona's stayed as long as he has and that he came here in the first place. Everyone was shocked that he came here at all. So who are you going to get? You know, are you going back to the Eric Wedges and the Manny Actas of the world and guys trying to make a name for themselves? You know what I mean? Because, like, are you going to pay a manager $70
million? The only thing I'll say to that, Jason, the one thing I would say to that, I actually think this – listen, you know, when Francona came here, it had been at the end of a stretch where they hadn't been very good. And they've been really good for a while now. And I think and one thing the Indians do is – you know, say what you want about the payroll, which is a huge problem right now, but they hire good people and let them do their job, right? So
yes,
if you're a guy going for a job with the Indians and you know they're likely to keep you around longer, they don't fire people quickly here. And that manager, I look at that as a positive.
It is a positive. Now name another one. Because if you're a manager, you want veterans, you want talented guys.
Yeah.
You want guys who are going to help you win. And I just would imagine that it gets pretty frustrating at some point.
Sure.
That you have to keep doing it the way that they do it. Now,
the other positives
is huge.
The other positives are the front office, and you have three really good pitchers to build upon.
You know.
But there's some negatives, no doubt.
I don't think, you know, whatever name you want to throw in there, Joe Maddon, Bud Black, you know, Mike Socha, someone like that, you know, established premier managers. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to find a good manager. You know, you could, I mean, this organization finds talent everywhere, and maybe they can find the next great young manager, you know, a guy who has been a bench coach like Joe Maddon was, who's been on the bench somewhere for 25 years and keeps getting overlooked. You know, the Indians would be the perfect team to go out and find that guy. I'm just saying, it's not is an attractive of a job as maybe some of the other ones that are out there just because of some of the limitations. That's all.
That's fair. I think in the end, there's not a lot of veteran managers I really want right now anyway. So I think the game is changing. Yeah, you need a young guy.
So much, Adam. And maybe it is. You know, I mean, look at the job Kevin Cash has done. I know a lot of people are upset with Kevin Cash over, you know, the playoffs last year and his handling of Blake Snell. But Cash is a Francona disciple, and he's looked at as one of the great young managers in the game because he blends all of this, you know, the new school of thought and the metrics and everything else. So that's what I'm saying. They could still go find a very good manager. I just don't think that this is an ideal premier job. I think it's a premier blend of talent with Chernoff and Antonetti, and Terry has said multiple times the reason he stays here is because of that, because he loves working with those guys. So maybe you'll find someone else who loves the culture here and loves working with those guys. I just think it's a tough sell.
Jason, let's wrap with some Cavaliers. They draft Evan Mobley. They trade for Ricky Rubio. Not a lot of other huge moves for the Cavaliers. Where do you see the Cavs now after the draft?
I think they've got three really good pieces in place now. And Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen. Like, those are your three guys. And you can miss me with the core four and all that, and Okoro and Colin. Isaac Okoro could develop into a nice player. But I think if you're trying to put together a winning team, if you're trying to build a winner, you've got three pieces now that you can look at and say, okay, we've got three guys here who are going to be here for a while that we know we can build around. And that's Darius, Jared, and Mobley. Those are my three.
By the way, real quick, Carmelo Anthony just signed a one-year deal with the Lakers.
I'm not surprised at all.
Gets to play with LeBron.
So now LeBron will have played with all of them except Chris Paul. All of his banana boat buddies except Chris.
That's right. What do you think about all, like, it sucks, Jason, because not that it's a surprise, but it's like there's all this, like, excitement about free agency. I say it in air quotes that nobody can see but me. And yet the Cavs, like, I know they signed Jared Allen, and, you know, you and I were texting about it yesterday, but the Cavs are not involved in free agency. It's just, it sucks because you know you're never going to see one of these exciting free agents. Now, a lot of these guys get overpaid, but you know you're never going to see one of these top free agents signing with the Cavs. It's like they're not even playing here. It sucks.
No, but it's always been that way. It was like that. It's always in any year LeBron has not been here, and even in some of the years when he is, you go into this. If you're the GM of the Cleveland team in the NBA, you approach free agency knowing you're not going to get your top targets. Like, you're just not. I've heard crazy stories of GMs showing up, Cleveland GMs showing up on their number one target's door at 12:01 at the start of free agency back in the day when free agency started at midnight. They'd be standing there at their house knocking on the door at 12:01 and didn't get the guy. Like, you're just not going to get the guy. And you're limited to draft and trades. And you know that going in. It's just the way it is, and I don't think that's ever going to change. You can overpay for, you know, a Jag, and they will. Sure. Like, you have to. You got to have somebody. You got to find shooting from somewhere. So you can overpay for a guy who's okay, but, you know, I mean, it's just the reality of playing basketball in Cleveland.
Talking with Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. Jason, what do you think ultimately is going to happen here with Colin Sexton, and will it happen soon?
You know, I know that I wrote a few weeks ago that they had made him very available prior to the draft. They've got a really high price tag on him. No team was willing to meet it. So at this point, I've kind of gone back and forth on whether or not he'll be here next year. But I think one way or another, I think this coming year is probably Collins' last year in Cleveland.
Is it on? Yesterday we were talking about, I said, okay, they've re-signed Jared Allen. You know, you got, they've added Rubio. We talked about whoever they've added. We got it. Is it unfair to say, hey, they've got to be a playoff team next year? I'm not even saying be the sixth seed. I'm saying even if you're the 10th seed, I don't care, which the 10th seed needs going to win, what, 35 games? Is it unfair to say, hey, they've got to make the playoffs, or one or both of Kobe and Bickerstaff have to be fired if it doesn't happen? Is that fair?
I think it's too big of a leap to expect them to make. Because, okay, so let's go through this you know, 4 years ago, or the last year before LeBron returned, we had this exact same conversation. Like, this was the talk of the Cavs was,
right,
hey, if you're going to get
Andrew
LeBron,
Bynum,
you have got to make the playoffs. Yep, and they go out and they get Bynum, and they trade for Luol Deng. And everyone remembers it as like this debacle and a disaster of a season. And the GM was fired, Chris Grant was fired, Mike Brown was fired, and it was all a disaster. Okay, it was, but that team improved by 9 wins over the year before. 9. That's a pretty, in an 81 game season, 9 wins is a pretty significant jump. If the Cavs improve by 9 wins next year, they're probably still not going to make the playoffs. Or maybe they're in that contention for that. I don't remember what the record was now. Maybe they're in contention for that stupid play-in thing that I hate and think is awful.
Oh,
but
I love
9
it,
wins. 9 wins is a big jump to make. And that still wasn't, and that was still deemed a disaster. So that's just a little context for how big of a leap you're expecting this team to make. My thing all along has been they have to make a jump and they have to be in contention. So if you miss it by one or two games, does that mean it was a failure? I think you have to look at the season and see how it goes and see, you know, did you have a ton of injuries or did guys grow and develop and compete? You know, there's a lot of mitigating factors to that. So I have a hard time saying it has to be this or this has to happen, because I lived it before and I saw a team improve by 9 games and I saw a team get dramatically better defensively over the previous year, and it didn't matter because they didn't make the playoffs and everyone was swept out anyway.
Yeah.
And it had a happy ending. LeBron came back and they won a championship anyway. But everyone, I think, kind of forgets that that team improved by 9 wins, and it still wasn't enough to make the playoffs. They weren't even close to the playoffs.
Right. Well, 9 wins would get them close. They finished
11, 50, right?
11 games, I think, back of the last playoff spot. But, Jason, here's the thing. Here's why why 9 is not good enough. Because they haven't made any progress for 3 years. And,
yes,
and had they made some incremental progress over the last 3 years, not huge, but just a little bit, then they wouldn't need 9. Then 9 would be enough. So I'm not giving them a pass. I'm done.
Well, but again, I'll go back, and that's exactly what happened. This is exactly how it went the first time they went through this, yeah, where there's no progress, and then they improved by 9 games. I knew last year this team was not ready to compete. I wrote last year before the season, they're not ready. If you're expecting this team to compete for the playoffs, you're going to be sorely disappointed. They are not ready. And then they traded Kevin Porter Jr., who was their best young player. So now they are just trying to get back to that point. So is this a playoff team? You know, I don't know. The bottom of the East is so volatile from year to year. The conversation we haven't had yet that I'm actually going to write about that you're going to have very soon if you're the Cavs is, what do you do with Kevin Love? And you're going to have to bring him off the bench. If you're going to keep him, you got to bring him off the bench because you got to play Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. So you're going to be paying the guy $30 million a year and you got to bring him off the bench. But if bringing him off the bench ultimately helps him because it protects him a little bit from injury a little bit, you know, now maybe you get that shooting presence that you're searching for right now in free agency. If he's only playing 18, 22, 23, 24, 25 minutes a night, you know, maybe you can keep him fresher and you can actually get him on the floor. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, they absolutely positively have to take a big leap this year. There's no question about it. I've said that. I've written it. Like, now's the time to expect more from them. It wasn't before, but it is now.
Jason, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Jason Lloyd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.